From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, the donger.
Oh, sexy girlfriend!
Man, I love that. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, March 25th, 2008. Or we could take it back 20 years to 16 Candles.
Rewind it on back. That was Long Duk Dong. He is the subject of a profile that we're going to air today. It's part of NPR's In Character series. And you got to remember this guy. You guys have seen this movie, right?
Yeah, and I think that the piece is going to be kind of interesting because everybody remembers that character. But then there's also the issue of like some really terrible Asian stereotypes.
Bad. Think gongs.
In the movie. So I think it's all addressed in the In Character series. We'll take a listen to that very, very shortly. Also on the show this hour, France was once a hotbed of terrorist activity. Now the country is considered to have one of the best counterterrorism records. We're going to talk a little bit about what the French are doing and what the United States might learn from their protocols.
Also, Bhutan is now a democracy. Why? Because the king said so. Really, this is how it happened. How this tiny kingdom went from monarchy to democracy. We'll explain.
And it's a New Music Tuesday, and sometimes on New Music Tuesday, there's some clinkers. I'm going to go out a limb here and say that all of the music in this New Music Tuesday is worth listening to.
Wow.
Like it's, I mean, I'm really going to have a download and good afternoon. Let's
awesome.
Put it that way. Gnarls Barkley, the new Madonna, the Rock Contours, much, much more. Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine will be in studio. She's a friend of the Bryant Park Project. We'll also get to today's headlines in just a minute. But first,
food prices are high, and so are fears for the world's poorest nations. According to CNN, at least 37 countries face food crises, and 20 have imposed some sort of food price controls. The United Nations World Food Program is issuing what it calls a, quote, extraordinary emergency appeal for funds. The agency says if it fails to raise $500 million by May 1st, it may have to cut food rations.
The call for donations came in a letter from the World Food Program Executive Director, Josette Chiron. So the letter was sent to donor nations over the weekend.
Chiron blamed skyrocketing food and fuel costs for the shortfall in funding. The program, which is based in Rome, has attempted to deal with increasing costs by turning to local food providers with some success. But they say it hasn't been enough to overcome a 55% jump in food costs since last summer.
While the agency has issued emergency appeals in the past, this is the first time the World Food Program has taken such a step because of market-generated crisis.
The agency feeds at least 73 million people in 80 countries every year, with an annual operating budget of $2.9 billion. The U.S. contributes more than any other country to that program, 40% of its funding.
And a Government Accountability Office, GAO, report says mismanagement is partly to blame for a 43% decline in the amount of food aid U.S. aid agencies delivered over a five-year period. Nearly two-thirds of the money the U.S. spends on food aid goes to transportation, storage, and handling costs. That's according to this report.
USA Today points out that a big reason for that is a 1954 law, which mandates that all such aid come in the form of food instead of cash, and that the food be grown on American soil. That means as the cost of fuel goes up, the cost of getting all that food to countries in need increases as well. The U.S. Agency for International Development says buying food from nations closer to problem spots could save 25% of ocean shipping costs alone.
The Senate opened the door for some third-party food purchases in its version of the most recent farm bill, but the House left that provision out. If you'd like more information on the World Food Program, their website is wfp.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.